I have a friend divine walking with me, making my pathway shine, mighty is he. Jesus, the one I love, gladly I sing. Praises to him above, he is my king. He's my king and reigns forevermore.
I love him.
He's my king to worship and adore. Oh, I dearly love him. There is none above him. Wonderful is he,
this mighty King of glory.
He's my King, let all the world proclaim
it loudly.
He's my King of royal holy fame. When I get to glory, I will sing the story of his love for me. I have a Savior dear talking with me. He is so very near, seems I can see. Over life's rugged way to him I cling. He is my guide and stay, Jesus my King. He's my King and reigns forevermore.
I love him.
He's my King to worship and adore. Oh, I dearly love him. There is none above him. Wonderful is he,
this mighty King of glory.
He's my King, let all the world proclaim
it loudly.
He's my King of royal holy fame. When I get to glory, I will sing the story of his love for me. I have the Holy Ghost living in me. He is my royal host, faithful is he. Filling me with his love so I may sing. Praises to Christ above, he is my King. He's my King and reigns forevermore.
I love him.
He's my King to worship and adore. Oh, I dearly love him. There is none above him. Wonderful is he,
this mighty King of glory.
He's my King, let all the world proclaim
it loudly.
He's my King of royal holy fame. When I get to glory, I will sing the story of his love for me. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on.
Strong in the strength which God supplies.
Strong in the strength which God supplies through his beloved Son. Strong in the Lord of hosts and in his mighty power.
Who in the strength of Jesus trust
is more than conqueror. Standing in his great might, with all his strength endued.
But take to arm you for the fight,
the panoply of God. Leave no unguarded place,
no
weakness of the soul.
Take every virtue, every grace,
and fortify the whole. That having all things done and all your conflicts past,
you may o'ercome through Christ alone
and stand entire at last. Jesus.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still our shining shield.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all gird about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him who overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the host of night in Jesus' conquering name.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. Oh, keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight,
fight,
be brave
against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line.
God will only use the soldier he can trust.
Keep on the firing line.
If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must.
Keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer.
Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight,
fight,
be
brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line.
I know you must fight,
fight,
be
brave against all evil. Never run nor even
lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender. We are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is a mighty captain, and it's him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, amen. I hope you're doing well here. Let me see where my microphone is. Whoa, that looks like it's down a lot. Let me see. I got to check something. Hold on. There we go. Now it should be better. Now we're blasting you out. I had to turn it up. It was down for some reason. Well, it's supposed to be down, actually, I think. I don't know. Anyway, whatever the case may be, we got it fixed now, I believe. And you should be able to hear just fine. Let me see where you're at here. There you are. Okay, there we go. So now we've got some volume here to it, and this is kind of slanted, this whole thing. This setup is all temporary, just like our lives. They're all temporary, then we're going to die and go to heaven if we're saved. If we're not, then you're going to spend an eternity in hell, so you better get saved today and trust Christ, if you haven't. Anyway, but we're going to talk about a few things. I was not settled exactly on what I wanted to talk about. I was like bouncing around, and then I kind of landed here with this. Really, what I'm going to talk about is a mixture between like shamanism, voodoo, religion, Hollywood, and rock music, hip hop, whatever genre that you want to take it to. As far as that goes, that's what it is, and that's what they stand for. That's who they are. You know, it's all antichrist, because if you look at rock music and you look at shamanism, you know, Yeah, Carl, you like this setup. But you have to understand, my new place isn't going to have this. I don't have shades in the back. I have a cement wall. It's a block wall. I really don't want to broadcast from a prison. It would look like a prison. Anyway, whatever. But the green screen will be extremely helpful. You'll understand better when we do it. Yeah, that's why he likes it. But anyway, you'll like it a lot better when it's from that. Anyway, it's going to allow me some liberty to do a few different things, which is what I want to do. So anyway, it'll be fun. It'll be very fun. And the broadcast will go smoother and better. Thanks, Teresa. At least you're positive about it. Right. At least Teresa's positive about it. Carl's just giving me a bunch of garbage over it. But anyway. That's right, Peter. You tell him. Anyway. You know, we're going to look at some of these actors and some of these rock musicians today and some of the things that they believe. Some of the things they practice and teach. Right? And, you know, what they hold to. And, you know, it's something when you start to look at it, because these guys, these people, they're possessed. And what they're teaching people is initiating them into the occult, preparing them for the occult, indoctrinating them into the occult, and away from Christ. And I think it's interesting how the actors, the reason why I called this the Antichrist is the God of Hollywood and rock and hip-hop music, is because whether it's shamanism or voodoo beats or voodoo priest or shaman priest, it's the same flavor. It's everything that the Bible warned us about. It's everything that God warned us about. That they would worship and that they would do, and that it's the way of the heathen. It's what God hates. It's not much difference, really, honestly. It isn't much different than any of the other things that our forefathers faced. For instance, when Columbanus, this man that was in Ireland, and Patrick, the Baptist, was over there preaching in Ireland back then in the 5th and 6th centuries. Over in that time, those men faced the same things. They faced a society of paganism. And I'll tell you what, I'll say a lot of things here that really angers people. Now, I'm going to say something to you that is not a popular thing to say. And I'm not even going to be careful about saying it, because it's the truth. You know, it's kind of like one of those, we are not careful to answer the O King moments that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. I believe one of the judgments on slavery in America, especially the slavery of African Americans, I believe one of them is the voodoo beats, the shamanism, and the Antichrist religion that came over with the African slaves. Because those beats are the same beats that permeate all of American society today, and you could say Babylon. Now, I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you from their own words that they say that. These rock musicians of old said that. Many of them admit it. Now, some people will call it racist to make those comments, but it isn't racist. It's absolutely verifiable in fact that that's where it all came from. Not all of it. That's where much of it came from. When you see today, when you see the spirit that is behind that, it is everything that God hated. And they are mediums. These rock stars and Hollywood actors, they are mediums. They are devil-possessed, and they are mediums for spirits. They're shamans. Literally, shamanism is filling Hollywood and is filling rock music today. Rap music, hip-hop music, whatever. It's all shamanism. The beats are voodoo beats. The religion is shamanism. It is an Antichrist Babylonian mixture. Think about it this way, right? Think about Babylon. Think about the gateway to the gods. Think about that. Think about Babylon. Think about that Antichrist system. Think about where it draws itself from. And then try to comprehend and wonder, what in the world? I'm going to move this over a little bit, maybe. What does that do? Whoa. There we go. Maybe. That's fine. It's a little more centered, it seems like. I want you to think about it this way, okay? Think about the fact that... Whoa. That's weird. Sorry. Think about the fact that here you have... I think I'm close enough to this. You can hear me fine. I'm sure of that. Think about the fact that you have contemporary Christian music. For instance, Hillsong. Remember my Christmas special with Hillsong? Remember that? Pastor Cooley's charismatic Hillsong Christmas special? Where I went and showed you everything that Hillsong had the drums up there and they're beating and everything. Remember that? Just about 3 weeks ago or a month ago? Why would Christians want to get anywhere near close to that? Why would Christians want to be close to that? Why would Christians want to be close to that in their worship? Why would you want your worship to resemble a rock concert? What is it? It's all the gateway to the gods. It's shamanism. And I'm going to show you what shamanism is. We'll talk about that first. Let's do that. Here we go. That's right there. That's Wikipedia. I'll move it over here just so I can see it a little bit better. I don't have to look at that angle. I can look right at you. And here, I'll make you look at yourself. Look at that. Whoa, look at you guys. That's weird. Anyway, Just kidding. I can't move you over there, though. Look, you can look at yourself. Whoa, it's you guys. That's you guys. And only 50 of you are on, and only 12 of you have liked this? You better start hitting that like button. 49, it's going down. I'm making people mad. 48, I'm really making them mad. Shamanism. What is it? Well, it's part of what Mike Tyson is into. Smoking toad venom. Toadin' out. They're mediums. They literally are describing devil possession. That's what they're describing. And people need to understand that you're being indoctrinated into the occult. If you're watching Hollywood movies, if you're following Hollywood actors like that, if you're being a part of that, as far as being entertained by their concepts and what they're teaching, I should say, right? Then you are, in fact, being indoctrinated by them, and your children are being indoctrinated by them. If you're listening to rock music, if you listen to me, I'm going to be blunt with you. If you're here on this broadcast right now and you give yourself over to listen to rap, hip hop, rock music, and you are being entertained by mediums, spiritual mediums that are using beats to conjure up spirits. It is worship. Rock music is worship to the Antichrist. That's what it is. Make no mistake, and we're going to get to the beats. I'm going to take David Cloud's book, free book, by the way, I think it is, Rock and Roll's War Against God. I'm going to use some things out of that. Going to use some things here from Wikipedia today. Use some of those things. Just to give you some references, I want to show you some things about Mike Tyson, how he said he was born of the toad. He was born again of the toad. K-pop, I got your... K-pop says, you used to make me mad, but now I'm blessed by your preaching. Sent you an email about being saved out of Pentecostalism. Your teaching on it is excellent and thorough. God bless you, brother. I did get your email, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I showed it to the church for them to be encouraged by that. Okay, to the men of the church, I showed them that on our private thread that we have. So they could be encouraged by your testimony. I appreciate that. Thank you. I always hear when I make people mad. I rarely hear when they're happy. So it's a blessing. But you listen to me. It's no different. Let me give you an idea. Let me show you something here. Let me find it here. Give me a second. It was on. Hang on a second. I want to show you something. This is called shamanism. It's 3 hours of this. Now, obviously, we're not going to watch this for that thing, okay? But I want you to see this. Hear this. This is what a shaman priest does to meditate and to draw spirits. I don't even like it. I'm not going to keep it on. Trust me. I mean, the beats are appealing to the flesh. I won't lie to you. They are. They're like the war beats. They're the shaman drum beats. That's what they are. That's what's going on here. That's what that is. There you are. You guys are over here. That's what that is. But they give me an eerie feeling in my spirit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to listen to it because I know it's demonic. But the flesh, it can appeal to. You understand? Right? You understand that's what's going on here. That's shamanism. You see his beats? You see that? You see what he's got there? All right, check that out. You see what he's got? Shamanism. It's a religious practice that involves a practitioner, a shaman, interacting with what they believe to be a spirit world through altered states of consciousness, such as a trance. That's what that Gregorian chants. That's right, Aaron. That's what the Gregorian chants are. That's why the Lord led me to call this Antichrist. Here's the reason why. It doesn't matter what flavor they fall under. They're all devils. Right? They all are. And where are they all headed? The Tower of Babel. That's where they're all headed. Whether they're shamanism, whether they're Buddhism, whether they're Hinduism, whether they're voodoo beats, they're all antichrist. They're all against Christ, and they have millions upon millions upon millions of people helping them. And now you have the antichrist churches like Hillsong. You have all these other groups, and what are they doing? They're drumming up spirits in their services. That's why their women, when they show up to church, have their breasts hanging out. That's why they have the tightest clothes on possible. That's why they look like a bunch of sluts. That's why they run around like that. That's why the men run around in skinny jeans and look like a bunch of Fruit Loops. That's their Baphomet spirit. That's their worship practices. That's why when they were drumming those drums to the little drummer boy, and they were showing their rumpa-bum bums off. Right? They're shaman priest. That's what they are. They're shaman priests, they're voodoo priests, they're possessed. Shamanism is a religious practice that involves a practitioner interacting with what they believe to be a spirit world through altered states of consciousness, such as a trance. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 18. God said, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination. Divination is contacting spirits, foretelling future events, discovering things secret or obscure by the aid of superior beings or by any other human means. The ancient heathen philosophers define those things. The two separate ones, natural and artificial. A consulter with familiar spirits. A wizard or a necromancer. That's what these guys are. They are wizards and they are necromancers. They are shaman priests. That's who they are. And now they're welcoming the churches in apostate America. Rock and roll music is welcome. Rick Warren sang Jimi Hendrix songs. I think it was Purple Haze. Isn't that Jimi Hendrix? I think it was. Let me check. Yep. Purple haze. This, I'm not playing it. I'm definitely not playing that. That guy looks like a fruit. But anyway, Jimi Hendrix. Right? Purple haze. Jimi Hendrix's girlfriend, Fane Prignon, said this. He used to always talk about some devil or something was in him, you know. He didn't know what made him act the way he acted and what made him say the things he said, and the songs and different things like that just came out of him. It seems to me he was so tormented and just torn apart, like he was really obsessed, you know, with something really evil. Of course he was. He had devils. He admitted, I'm going to show you, he admitted that his beats were voodoo. In fact, some of his friends, one of a friend of his, I'll get to it. I'll show you here in a little while. These are all the fathers of rock music. As if Purple Haze wasn't gay enough, Prince had to come out with Purple Rain, which is the height of fruitiness. I mean, it's so fruity, it's like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. That's how fruity it is. By the way, if I'm offending some of you little skinny jean runts out there, tough. Okay, moving right along. Beliefs and practices categorized as shamanic have attracted the interest of scholars from variety of disciplines. I'm sure it has. So what do these guys do? I don't care about the etymology of the word. The first of these uses the term referred to anybody who contacts the spirit world while in an altered state of conscience. The second definition limits the term to refer to those who contact the spirit world while in an altered state of conscience at the behest of others. The third definition attempts to distinguish shamans from other magical religious specialists who are believed to contact spirits such as mediums or witch doctors. What does the Bible call them? You're just all a bunch of witches. Necromancers, witches, mediums. Bible calls them witches. Those that consult familiar spirits. God doesn't care what you call them. He says they're those that consult familiar spirits. They're witches, and they die. They end up dead. They end up in hell. Right? That's where they end up. That's the God they serve. Shamanism is, now part of that that has permeated culture today, the culture of America today, especially, and in the world around, is, let's take guys that have become really famous as of late again, right? Not that guy. That's the shaman of Hollywood. We'll get to him in a second. Oh, here we go. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's into shamanism. The practice of smoking toad venom, a mind-altering drug that has been compared to magic mushrooms and other hallucinogens, has been gaining traction among psychedelic users across the U.S., including Mike Tyson. At Wonderland, a Miami conference dedicated to the psychedelics industry held this month, the 55-year-old boxing legend claimed he died during his first trip under the influence of toad venom. In my trips, I've seen that death is beautiful. Life and death both have to be beautiful, but death has a bad rap. The toad has taught me that I'm not going to be here forever. There's an expiration date. Tyson, who reportedly discovered toad venom 4 years ago, claimed the drug has made him more creative and helps him focus. He said he died and was reborn. It's called 5-MeO-DMT, an extremely powerful natural psychedelic that around 4 to 6 times more potent than its better known cousin DMT. Mike Tyson says he was born again, basically, but he was born again of the toad. That's what he says. He says that he was born again of the toad. He said he died on his trips and he came back. Now listen, many of these people, these stars, many of these Hollywood stars and musicians, they report smoking this toad venom. It rids them of their depression, their anxiety, and all that other stuff. And it rewires their entire brain, they say. Okay? It rewires their entire brain. And they're new. They're like a new person, they said. Now, why is that? Well, the shamans have an answer for that. The Bible has a better answer, which we'll get to. Shamans say that they basically go in there and they remove those evil spirits and those evil things that are causing that to happen to your mind. And they take them away and you're new again. Okay, I want to show you something. By the way, the evil spirit is 7 times in the King James Bible. Unclean spirit. Let's see, that's what I was looking for. Here we go. Here's what really happens to him. Are you ready? When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Right? Now, when that spirit goes out, then he takes on 7 other spirits. Now, check this out. Check this out, right? What spirit is it? Look at that number 7. It's the evil spirit. That's the one. It's an evil spirit. See, they're overcome. They're overcome by that evil spirit. They're overcome and controlled by that evil spirit. Do you understand that? That's what's going on with this. So these guys take this drug by a shaman priest, right? Because that's who's giving it to them. It's shamanism. That's what they use. Some of them. Here's the shaman's beliefs, and it sounds a lot like Hollywood and rock stars. Check this out. Spirits exist and they play important roles both in individual lives and in human society. The shaman can communicate with the spirit world. Okay. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin both claim that they don't know who wrote their occultic song, Stairway to Heaven. Plant testified, Pagey had written the chords and played them for me. I was holding the paper and pencil. For some reason, I was in a very bad mood. Then all of a sudden, my hand was writing out words. I just sat there and looked at the words, and then I almost leaped out of my seat. Robert Plant, quoted by Stephen Davis, Hammer of the Gods. They're shaman priest. They're communicating with spirits. Automatic writing. Remember my teaching years ago. I know I'm going all over the board, but this is that spirit of Antichrist. Let's see. See if it pulls up. Wow, there's a lot of videos of really creepy people doing automatic writing. Let's see if I can find that. I probably can't. Nope, sorry. Oh, wait, I know where to look. I don't need to look there. I'll go here. Right here. We'll go here. Here we go. How about this? The History of the Jehovah's Witnesses, Bibles, Jesuits, and Automatic Writing. Okay, so when I taught on that in that Jehovah's Witnesses series, we had the connections between the Jesuit order, remember all that good stuff, and automatic writing and all those other things that were there involved with that. Okay, so I want you to think about that for a second. Same spirit. Same Antichrist spirit. Right? Same Antichrist spirit. Same one Robert Plant had. Same one Jimmy Page had. Jimi Hendrix had. Same one Eminem has. Right? That guy's got more devils in him than you could ever imagine. Same spirit. Right? Oh, we're not going to get into the CIA connections today to the music industry or the rap industry, but we meet some other time. I always forget to do that, but I need to do that sometimes. Peter Townsend of The Who says that he began acting as a medium for music when he learned to play the harmonica as a boy. He said, I got lost in the sound of the mouth organ and then had the most extraordinary life-changing experience. What does this sound like? It sounds like the same exact thing that Mike Tyson said when he was smoking the venom. When he was born of the venom, he said, when he was born again of the toad and the toad taught him. He said, I was hearing music within. A life-changing experience. Suddenly, I was hearing music within the music. Rich, complex, harmonic beauty that had been locked in the sounds I'd been making. The next day, I went fly fishing, and this time, the murmuring sound of the river opened up a wellspring of music so enormous that I fell in and out of a trance. What is that? What is that? It's shamanism. Look at this. Shamanisms can employ trances, including techniques to incite visionary ecstasy and go on vision quests. There you have it. That's who these people are. That's what they do. Right? That's their lifestyle. That's what they do. That's the spirits that they're under. That's why they're able to do what they do. He said, one day I found some chords that made me lightheaded. As I played them, my body buzzed all over and my head filled with the most complex, disturbing orchestral music. I had the ability to create alpha state music in my head, go into creative trance and have musical visions. Since so much of this music bubbled up urgently from my subconscious mind, I'm left to interpret it much like anyone else. Who is that? Peter Townsend. Bruce Springsteen, remember him? Some of you younger guys won't know him, but Eminem and those other guys, they're the same way. They hold to the same teachings and the same demonic spirits that they write. Yeah, that was the wrong picture, Peter Townsend. Sorry, they didn't have the right one. Bruce Springsteen, in the end, you have to look at a song and not know exactly where it came from. How about that? Bill Ward of Black Sabbath. I've always considered that there was some way where we were able to channel energy, and that energy was able to be from another source, if you like a higher power or something, that was actually doing the work. I've often thought of us just being actually just the earthly beings that played the music because it was uncanny. What is that? Shamanism. Shamans can employ trances, including techniques to incite visionary ecstasy and go on vision quests. Communicate with the other world. The shaman evokes animal images or spirit guides, omens, and message bearers. The shaman can perform other varied forms of divination, scry, throw bones, or runes, and sometimes foretell future events. What are they doing? They're channeling. They're channeling. Right? That's what they do. They chant. Look what they use music and song to do it. By the way, let me say this very bluntly to you. If you're a professing Christian, you're listening to rock music. Rap music, rock music, and anything else? How could you? How could you? How could you continue to do that when it is so blatantly antichrist and filthy to the core? The definition of rock music itself is a sexual encounter. Rock and roll. To even put yourself into that music and to listen to that, or to model your music and your life after those things and to entertain yourself with that music that is teaching those things. Think about that. Why would you? Why wouldn't you just forsake it and walk away from it? It has no semblance of godliness whatsoever at all. It is absolutely the spirit of Antichrist. And God's people need to stand up and say, you know what? We're done. We're not having anything to do with that. Because these guys literally are channeling devils. Look at that recent concert. Let's see. Remember the Astro World tragedy? Let's see. Whoa, I can't show you that. That's disgusting. I could find one without that disgusting garbage on it. Man, people are perverts. It's like they can't, it's like they live to be perverted. It's just unreal. Such as were some of you. I know. We've been saved. We've been washed. See that? Travis Scott. That Astro World tragedy where people died. Right? So many occultic things were a part of that. So many occultic things, right, were a part of that. I mean, the guy's a devil. The guy is absolutely a devil. He's possessed to the core. They, you know, here's the thing about these guys. The guy has you walking into his mouth. Literally has you walking into his mouth. Now, what is that? Well, that's the ego of Antichrist. Because you don't get any more egotistical than that, right? Than having somebody walk into your mouth. Right? Can you get any more egotistical than that? I don't think so. One star said it this way. It's amazing because sometimes we're on stage. I feel like somebody's just moving the pieces. I'm just going. God, we don't have any control over this. And that's magic, end quote. I don't know who her God is. Angus Young, lead guitarist of AC/DC. Remember that? Remember when people got mad at me? When I talked about Angus Young dying? I believe it was Angus Young dying. Right? Angus Young, lead guitarist for AC/DC, is called the guitar demon, and he admitted that something takes control of the band during their concerts. It's like I'm on automatic pilot. By the time we're halfway through the first number, someone else is steering me. I'm just along for the ride. I become possessed when I get on stage. No, this is about rock. I haven't got to that point, Robert. I'm working on the things that I'm working on right now. I may get to those guys today sometime. I'm not sure. Let me see here. By the way, let me show you something else here. I talked about Eddie Van Halen when he died back in the day. Two years ago, I think it was, when he died. Check this article out. And this is going to show you exactly. Valerie Bertinelli, right? For some couples, a breakup means the end. Hard stop. It's over. Not so for actress and cooking show host Valerie Bertinelli and late rocker Eddie Van Halen. They married in 1981, and by the time they finalized their divorce in 2007... they had a son, Wolfgang, who helped make sure they stayed in each other's lives. Some of the last words I said to him are, you know, maybe next time. Maybe we'll get it right next time, Bertinelli tells Yahoo Entertainment for our celebrity book series Under the Covers. And I really do believe that this is not the first time, nor will it be the last time I spend a lifetime with him. Van Halen died of cancer October 6, 2020. At 65 with his wife Janie, as well as Wolf and Bertinelli by his side. As Bertinelli writes in her new memoir, Enough Already, which came out on January 18th, afterward he visited her. Okay, now listen. I told you. They're shamans. They talk to spirits. She said, afterwards, he visited her. I was drifting in that half-sleep, half-awake place when I sensed a presence in the room. I opened my eyes and there through the darkness was Ed, she wrote, looking at me with that Cheshire cat grin of his. Like you asked for it. Here I am. What's going on? I asked. Are you really here? She described hearing her ex-husband play music that had a special meaning to them, and though she knew it sounded a little bizarre, feeling extremely calm and warm with the sense that everything was going to be okay. Lady, that's devils. There's a spirit in your room, and you're right. But it wasn't him. It's the same spirit. It's that same medium and that same thing when Saul asked for Samuel to come and the witch. And the witch brought up a spirit, a familiar spirit. That witch brought up a familiar spirit. Right? Same thing. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones said their songs came spontaneously like an inspiration at a seance and arrived en masse as if the Stones as songwriters were only a willing and open medium. Richard said that he received the opening riff to the Wicked song I Can't Get No Satisfaction in a dream. He woke up and sang it into a tape recorder. Mm-hmm. That's where they get their inspiration from. They're shaman wizards. They're mediums. Right? The shaman crosses over to the underworld. Look at this. The wounded healer is an archetype for a shamanic trial and journey. This process is important to young shamans undergo a type of sickness that pushes to the brink of death. This is said to happen for two reasons. The shaman crosses over to the underworld. This happens so the shaman can venture to its depths to bring back vital information for the sick and the tribe. The shaman must become sick to understand sickness. When a shaman overcomes their own sickness, they believe that they will hold the cure to heal all that suffer. See, this is who these people are. This is what they practice. Ecstatic dancing. This form of dance in which the dancers sometimes, without the need to follow specific steps, abandon themselves to the rhythm and move freely as the music takes them, leads to trance and a feeling of ecstasy. I'll show you that in what they say. See, the Bible's right. The Bible's correct. God's word warned us all the time. Learn not the way of the heathen. Learn not the way of the heathen. These are the ways of the heathen. When Israel, remember that sermon I preached many, many years ago? Find it for you. When Israel had a rock concert, same stuff was going on. Same stuff when Moses comes down off the mountain and he sees that going on. Same stuff. One man said it this way: you can't describe it, playing rock music, except to say it's like a mysterious energy that comes from the metaphysical plane into my body. It's almost like being a medium. From the heavy metal band Crocus. The Beatles, were like mediums. They weren't conscious of all they were saying, but it was coming through them. Yoko Ono. Of the Beatles' album Rain, which featured one of the said earliest instances of backward taping, Ringo Starr said, "I feel as though that was something else playing. I was possessed." I agree. Of his music, John Lennon said it's like being possessed, like a psychic or a medium. Well, of course it is. John Lennon, it's amazing that the tune in my life just came to me in a dream. That's why I don't profess to know anything. I think music is very mystical. Quote in the Beatles, Come Together. Reader's Digest, March 2001. Now, Prince did the same thing. He used to go into... Prince and Michael Jackson used to drug themselves. The Truth About Hip Hop. That pastor. I can't think of his name offhand. The Truth About Hip Hop. G. Craig Lewis. G. Craig Lewis said that in his teaching on Corey Bantus. See if he's got it on here. Yep, here it is right here.
Jesus is Lord, yeah. Beat it! You sinful devil, beat it!
These guys are playing rock music or rap music and hip hop music in their sermons.
All you need to do is get the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, and you can moonwalk to what you know about Jesus.
But I can't close this out without talking about the King of Pop. Oh, I need a little time. But what my studies on this man has done is really summed everything that I've been preaching for the last 10 years up in the one person. On the surface, people cried and wept and mourned. Churches celebrated and wore a glove and sung. They sung his songs, and they didn't know that they were celebrating the most powerful Nephilim our music industry has ever seen. This ancient God that was in this man literally stole your heart with some music. When he transformed himself into a woman, you didn't care. Stole your heart. When child molestation charges were brought up against him, you knew they were false because he stole your heart. When he bought the Beatles anthology so he could channel Aleister Crowley through it, he stole your heart. When he practiced witchcraft and became one of the most powerful channelers that we've ever seen, ever. Because when I look at Michael Jackson, I see artists that sell a few thousand, maybe even a million albums. And these guys destroy themselves. These guys sell themselves. These guys channel spirits, pray to Aleister Crowley, all of that. And I looked at him and I said, if they do all of that for a million records, what does it take to become the King of Pop? the king of the devil's music. I'm going to show you. First thing Aleister Crowley teaches you in the 777 is to channel a powerful entity. Most of the time you get it out of a child. We'll talk about that later. But when this entity comes upon you, so what he did, he went and found the worshipers of Sibyl, or we would say Sibel. Sibel was an ancient goddess. So those men that worshiped Sibel were different. They were called Corybants. Now you've heard the term, man, you're acting like a Corybant, or you're acting Corybantus, which means wildly. But the group of men that cloned this phrase were worshippers of this goddess, Sibyl, Sibel. And let me describe these to you. Now, these are some notes from any old encyclopedia. Corybantes, they had their hair dressed and waved like women. They were heavily made up with their faces resembling whitewashed walls. They were castrated and keepers of children and infants, partaking in coming-of-age rituals and celebrations. They practiced magic and divination to make money. Listen to this. They made wild cries or high-pitched shrills while they performed their dances to the music of pipes and dull beats of the tamarind. Listen, when the deity or the gods would enter into them, they were possessed by divine power. They would dance uncontrollably in...
Okay, so remember what we said about the shamans? Remember what we just said, what I just said about the shamans to you? Remember what I just showed you about those guys? These shamans talked about uncontrollably dancing. That's what Michael Jackson was doing. Yeah. It's the same spirit, right? It's the exact same spirit. That's what they do. That's who they are.
Ecstatic frenzy.
By the way, ecstatic. Okay, so check it out. I want you to think about this for a minute. Here's what I want you to think about. This, it doesn't matter what label they come under. I'm going to give you another example of this. It's like everybody says, there's no Christmas tree in the Bible, you idiot. What's the matter with you? It don't say Christmas tree in the Bible. It don't say Christmas tree in the Bible. What's the matter with you? Well, of course it doesn't say Christmas tree in the Bible. It doesn't say shamanism in the Bible either. It doesn't say shaman in the Bible. It doesn't say voodoo in the Bible, you dumb. Nobody said it did. It just grates on me when people say things like that. Look and study what's being described. Because the Bible is describing completely what these entities do and what they stand for and what they are. Just like people say Jesus, they worship Jesus, and then you find out, well, which Jesus do you worship? Oh, you worship that other Jesus that lets you dance around like some kind of slut or some kind of androgynous freak. Oh, you worship the God of the charismatic church where they wave their hands in the air like they just don't care. While they're rolling around on the ground. Oh. You see what I mean? You have to use your brains and be led by the Spirit of God and see what the Bible says about it. What he's describing, this God is Sibyl, right? Right? Well, he's describing everything Leviticus chapter 18 talked about. Diviners, those that practice divination, those that have familiar spirits, those that do those things, sorcerers, witches. Right?
Here are some pictures just so you can get a good look. And I'm not, listen, y'all, please be serious with me. This is not funny at all. This man died in this, okay? This is not funny. But he literally got put on out magazines. But just as like Michael, the archangel, I mean, the Bible says that we were made in God's image and his likeness. So our look is not far from God's look. But right here, they've got Michael and trying to make you think this is like Michael.
Now think about this. Everything that he's describing, right? Everything that he's describing is the spirit this man had. And then all these accusations about him with children, everybody's like, it wasn't real. He didn't really do it. Wait a minute. So Michael Jackson, who had this spirit in him, who followed these things, didn't follow through with those things when he channeled Crowley through the music of the Beatles, when he channeled those devils through all that to get the things that he wanted. People thought he bought the Sony playbook just to buy the Sony playbook because he was a good investor. Well, he was a smart investor, that's for sure. All these men worship Crowley. All these men, these shamans, not shamans, but these Hollywood people, they trace and channel back to Crowley. All of them do that. It's who they are. It's who they are. The ecstatic dancing, like when Michael Jackson got on stage and he started dancing like that, like a psychopath, right? Well, what was that all about? About hell? They were possessed. That's who they were. They're possessed. How about medicine songs? The Acaro in the Southern South American indigenous for magic song today, colloquialism. Today, this term is commonly used to describe the medicine songs performed in vegetal ceremonies, especially in shamans on ayahuasca ceremonies. Right? What else? There's phlegm generated by shamans and sorcerers. Their phlegm is supposed to have power. Drums. The drum is used by shamans of several peoples in Siberia. The beating of the drum allows the shaman to achieve an altered state of consciousness or to travel on a journey between physical and spiritual worlds. Wait a minute. You mean like rock music beats? Yeah. I felt like a hollow temple with many spirits, each one passing through me, each inhibiting me for a little time and then leaving to be replaced by another. John Lennon. Here's what Michael Jackson said, right? Corey Bantis, the one that's possessed with the spirit of Corey Bantis. He said, I wake up from dreams and go, wow. Put this down on paper. The whole thing is strange. You hear the words, everything is right there in front of your face. I feel that somewhere, someplace it's been done, and I'm just a courier bringing it into the world. Whoa. Michael Jackson, Rolling Stone, February 17th, 1983. How about this? Michael Jackson said this also. When I hit the stage, it's all of a sudden a magic from somewhere that comes and the spirit just hits you and you just lose control of yourself. What is that? Shamanism. Ecstatic dancing. It doesn't matter what you call it. You can call it Voodoo Beach. You can call it shamanism. You can call it Antichrist. That's going to cover it all. That's what they're doing. Alanis Morissette, remember her? She said a lot of songs were written in 15 to 30 minutes. Very stream of consciousness, as though it was being channeled through us. Because it was. It was. How about the Doors? Listen to this. When the Siberian shaman gets ready to go into his trance, all the villagers get together and play whatever instruments they have to send him off into a trance in possession. It was the same way with the Doors when we played in concert. I think that our drug experience let us get into it, the trance state, quicker. It was like Jim Morrison was an electric shaman, and we were the electric shaman's band, pounding away behind him. Sometimes he wouldn't feel like getting into the state, but the band would keep on pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding, and little by little it would take him over. And I quote him, he said, "God, I could send an electric shock through him with this organ. John could do it with his drum beats." Doors keyboardist Ray Manzarek, cited by Jerry Hopkins and Daniel Sergeman, and "No One Here Gets Out Alive," page 158 to 160. Wait, you mean like this? Yeah, look. The drum is used by shamans of several people in Siberia. The beating of the drum allows the shaman to achieve an altered state of conscience or to travel on a journey. That's what he did. That's what Jim Morrison did. Right? Remember his songs? I used to listen to them when I was a lost man many years ago. Many years ago. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. What was he talking about? His Doors of Perception. That's what the whole band is named after. The whole theory behind them. Spirits. To break on through to the other side. Riders on the Storm. They're Doors of Perception. They were shamanists. They didn't even know it, probably, some of them. They just knew they had spirits that took them over. They just took them over and led them. He said it. It was like Jim Morrison. It was like, it was an electric shaman. And they couldn't get him in the mood to do the music, right? By the way, music's a drug. It is a drug. It's a drug itself. Check this out. Let me see here. Here it is. I preached this back in 2015. Wow, a lot of people listen to that sermon. Musical suicide. The wrong music can kill you. Right. Come on, baby, light my fire. That's right. That's another one that he sang. All of them were occultic. All the songs were. Musical suicide. The wrong music can kill you. You can OD on music. You know, I'm going to redo this into a video format. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to go through this sermon, and I might redo that. That's one I might make videos of. Because I think it would be helpful to people to put that on YouTube. We'll see what happens, but I think I need to. There's a lot of stuff. I got to go back and review a lot of my things and get videos to them and get them on YouTube for videos, kind of like the other videos that we've done in the past. That certain feeling happened to me in a big way. Quite often was the first Crimson, King Crimson. Amazing things would happen. I mean, telepathy. Qualities of energy, things that I had never experienced before with music. You can't tell whether the music is playing the musician or the musician is playing the music. Robert Fripp, guitarist for King Crimson. Jim Kerr said, I believe inspiration comes through me and that I channel it. Wow. John McLaughlin, leader of the Mahavishnu Orchestra, testified this. One night we were playing and suddenly the spirit entered into me and I was playing, but it was no longer me playing. Circus, April 1972, page 38. Glenn Tipton of Judas Priest says, I just go crazy when I go on stage. It's like someone else takes over my body. These guys are admitting to possession. They're admitting to it. But let's say they don't. Their theology, though, or what they believe about God, still proves who they worship. Take, for instance, John Stamos. He's the guy that was friends with Bob Saget, right? He played Jesse on Full House. John Stamos gave a heartbreaking eulogy at Bob Saget's memorial on Friday. The 58-year-old Full House actor shared the full speech he gave at the January 14th private funeral for the late comedian. I imagine him out there still on the road, doing what he loves with all his heart and humor. He's standing on stage killing, Stamos said during his speech, according to Los Angeles. Another 2 hours set in front of a couple hundred of the luckiest people on the planet. They're laughing so hard they weep, and just when they catch their breath, he grabs his guitar and slays them with one of his musical closers. When I saw the last Instagram post, my thought was that he looked alive, too alive to die a few hours later. And he talks about a raunchy joke that I don't need to read. Let's see, what else? He said this. He says, I just wish he knew how much the world loved him when he was here. I spent many a night trying to convince him how loved he really was. Or maybe it was the other way around, him trying to convince me how loved he was. But that was just Bob Bluster. There's no way he thought his death would have this kind of impact, this kind of coverage. This speaks to someone who generally connected with people, not just for a moment, for generations. He said this, so listen to him. I've spent days refusing to let him go, Stamos wrote, but now I'm starting to realize I don't have to. I don't have to say goodbye because he's never leaving my heart. And I will continue to talk to him every day and let him know what he means to me. Bob, I will never, ever have another friend like you. You will always be my best friend. You are my new guardian angel. A guardian angel with the dirtiest mouth and a heart as big as a benevolence forever. You see? This is that spirit that they're of. This is that spirit. See what he's talking about? Like Valerie Bertinelli. Oh, I'm going to... Spirits come to him. Bob's going to stay with him. right? That's what he said. That's what they stand for. That's what they believe. Right? You have all this spiritism in Hollywood, right? You have all this spiritism. Not just in the rock and roll stars, not just in the rap artists, not just in all these people, right? But in the Hollywood movie stars. And a lot of them have spirit guides that are there with them. Like, I'm going to show you this. We've got some time. I'm going to show you this Hollywood shaman that works for the stars. But before I get to that, let me read you this. In 1974, Joni Mitchell told the press of a male spirit who helps her write music. Joni Mitchell credits her creativity power to a male muse she identifies as Art. He has taken so much control of not only her music, but her life that she feels married to him and often roams naked with him on her 40-acre estate. His hold over her is so strong that she will excuse herself from parties and forsake lovers wherever he calls, whenever he calls. That's a devil. That's a devil. She's describing devil possession. She's describing Aleister Crowley and his magic. His form of magic that he popularized. But it's not any different than these shamans. It's not much different. Especially when they get on ayahuasca. That's who these people are. That's what they're doing. That's what they preach to people. Now, we haven't even really got into the beats yet. I might save that for another broadcast in that sense. I'm going to keep going with what I'm talking about here. But I just what I want you to notice, though, because the beats, I want to prove to you basically that rock music, rap, hip-hop, the beats, Dr. Dre beats, right? All these, they're African tribal shaman music. Voodoo music, same thing. That's what they are. That's where they come from. And all of these people, like Johnny Depp, he's another one. Leonardo DiCaprio, they get taken over by a spirit. That's how they act and do the things. Lucy, remember my Hollywood Satanic Roots video? I talked about Lucille Ball. Michael Landon. Right? All of these people that were the history of Hollywood and these modern stars today. Let me show you one of the most modern this guy is one of the absolute greatest Antichrist figures ever. He is absolutely an Antichrist figure. Dwayne Johnson, known as The Rock. He is absolutely Antichrist to the core. Everything about him oozes Antichrist. He is one of the highest paid actors
we have to ask you.
He says he has a faith in God. Let's see what he
Before
says.
Before you became successful, what was the hardest part of your life on the struggle and the journey where you are today?
Well, let me see. Probably, I don't know if I can nail what the hardest part of that time was, but I think probably still being unaware of what tomorrow is going to bring. And, you know, a lot of times in life, you know, you hope that your hard work and your perseverance will pay off in some way. And I always believe it does, and it might not always be monetarily, but in some form or fashion, you're going to learn tomorrow from what you did today. And so at that time, which was 5-6 years ago for me, I was a little unsure of what was actually going to happen, you know. So I just, you know, had to put my faith in God and continue to work hard, and hopefully good things will happen.
So is that what's kept you going, faith in God?
My faith and certainly my family and the support group I have around me, my family and the group of people who I have who make my life a lot easier.
To ask you this before you get dragged away, right? What do you do spiritually in your life to develop your soul, and what does God actually mean to you?
Oh, wow. What do I do spiritually? I always got to have an hour to myself. That's what I do for myself spiritually, right? And then sometimes I think about donuts, and sometimes I think about what I'm doing tomorrow, or sometimes I don't think at all, which is more often the case.
Which is good, clear the mind.
Yeah, exactly.
And what does God mean to you?
I have my own special relationship with God, you know, and I certainly feel very blessed. I count my blessings every day.
Okay, so if you think this guy's a Christian, you are absolutely insane. This guy said he worships himself. I need an hour to myself to think about donuts. She's asking you spiritually what has happened in your life. What do you do spiritually to cultivate your relationship with God? His answer was to think about donuts. And he was caught off guard because somebody, he is such a politician, antichrist devil, that he was caught off guard and he didn't want to answer that question. He just told you I get an hour to myself. He is his own God. That's who he is. He's his own God. He is Antichrist. He needs an hour to think about donuts. It had nothing to do with cultivating the Spirit of God, cultivating a relationship. He doesn't even know who God is. He's his own God. And Satan has made him very famous. And his God is Antichrist. His God is himself. All right, Teresa, listen, you can make keto donuts, okay? You absolutely can. And they're really good, too, by the way. They're super good. Anyway. But look at him. He is one of the absolute biggest Antichrist figures. Biggest actors today in Hollywood. And what has this guy done for roles in Hollywood? Let's look at it. You see what spirit they're of, right? Fast and Furious. Well, we know what that's like. Jumanji. We know that's conjuring up spirits. Let's see. Fast and Furious. Fast Five. Moana. In ancient Polynesia, when a terrible curse incurred by the demigod Maui reaches Momona's island, she answers the ocean to call the demigod to set things right. Okay, there you go. What's that? Another one. Another Jumanji, right? Another one. Journey to Mystery Island, right? On a mythical island somewhere, right? Right, same thing. Walking Tall, we know what that's about. Central Intelligence, I don't know. I don't know any of these movies because I never watched them. Looks like he played Hercules once. That makes sense, doesn't it? The Mummy Returns, looks like he was in that movie. I don't know what that is, Red Notice. Jungle Cruise. The Scorpion King, well, we know what that is. That's definitely, look at this. He captures the enemy's key sorcerer. Takes. Do you see? Okay, the game plan. G.I. Joe Retaliation. Rampage, right? So, in other words, basically, you're watching, you're seeing all these. I swear he did one where he dressed like a woman. Does anybody know? Does anybody know if he did a movie where he's dressed like a woman? Because almost every African-American actor has to do a movie dressed like a woman. Another Antichrist figure. I'll show you who's a billionaire. Oops, I spelled his name wrong. Tyler Perry. You think that guy worships Christ? Right? His most famous character is him dressed like a woman. T.D. Jakes brings him on stage and he gives him $1 million. And when I wrote that check out for $1 million, remember that guy? This is how you know those guys are possessed. They can go from doing this right here to this right here.
Would you come tell what the Lord told you? God bless you. It's caught me a little off guard, Bishop. Three or four days ago, I called. I was at Manpower. And being blessed, wrote my check out. I said, you know, I didn't have my checkbook when I got to Pastor White's. When I got to woman that I lost the night before, and Pastor White said, you know, write a check for $113,000 for those of you who can. Write a check for $113 for Psalms 113. And I wrote a check for $113,000. And I admit, my intention was to just leave the check and bless God. Because, see, I love to give. I've been a giver all my life. And when people have given to you and sown into you and God has touched them and given you favor, because see, when you have favor with, come on somebody,
see, man, he's a good actor, isn't he?
They don't understand it where I come from. They don't understand it in Hollywood, but I'm going to tell you something about the blood of Jesus.
Because see, that music hit and he had no idea he was coming up on stage. That music hit the right time when he went like this and he got all cushy in his heart there. That hit at the right time, right? And like, because that wasn't planned. Oh, okay.
All of my life, you know, my mother, she didn't have much to give me. She didn't have millions of dollars. She didn't have some legacy, but she had Jesus. And she taught me about that God. So I didn't even know that he was trying to build this youth center. I didn't even know it, but I know how important the youth are. So we were sitting in the service, and I leaned up toward him, and I said, I've just been touched to give $1 million. So as...
Oh, man, she's going to start dancing now. You giving $1 million? I'm going to start dancing now. Woo!
So when you got up here and you said $1 million, I said, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I know I heard your voice. Hey!
Uh-oh, there they go. Remember the ecstasy dancing? Remember that? We talked about that, the ecstatic dancing. Remember that?
Tell you right now, when you hear the voice of God, you move. Don't worry about what nobody says to you. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about your enemy. Don't worry about your hater. He will bless you. He will lift you. He will give...
Man, is he a good actor. You gotta admit, he is good.
Sometimes you spend too much time worried about your haters. You spend too much time worried about people talking about you. But what you need to understand is that the Bible says in order for you to be blessed, your haters have to be present. How do I know that? The book of Psalms says he prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So in order for me to eat, they have to be present. So God bless you, Bishop. I pray right now that you will continue to do everything you're doing. I pray his anointing will stay upon you. I pray the power of God all over you. I pray his favor. I pray the blood of Jesus will come upon you right now. Keep you in the care. God, I thank you for your blessings.
Now, some of you might think the blood of Jesus did that, but that wasn't the blood of Jesus that did that. That was $1 million that did that. He got $1 million, and he done flipped his wig. That ain't the power of God. That's that ecstatic dancing. They're like, oh, man, that was powerful, that whole thing. And I'm like standing around like, what's so powerful about it? He wrote you $1 million check and smacked you on your forehead. What's that got to do with anything? Uh-oh. Now here comes Jezebel. Now you know what the spirit is, okay? Now you know what the... Remember, he just got touched by a dude that made billions of dollars dressing up like a woman. Okay? Tyler Perry, Antichrist, speaking in tongues. Now here comes Jezebel to show you who really rules the roost.
Come on, somebody give God some praise. He's pushing that baby out. Come on, he's pushing that baby out.
That's why he has a big belly. There's a baby in there? I didn't know that. T.D. Jakes is pushing that baby. I didn't know there was a baby in there. I thought he just ate too many donuts.
Somebody holler, push! Push! Now come on and praise him!
Oh boy.
I can't hear you, praise him! Praise him! Praise!
By the way, why would Tyler Perry tell everybody he gave that money? Why would you tell anybody that? I'll tell you why. Because it's a scam to sucker all these people that are in there and people that are listening online out of money. Because if Tyler gives $1 million and the Holy Ghost is all over Tyler, then he's going to be all over you and you're going to give $1 million. Or as much as you can give, whatever it is. And if I had to listen to that shrill voice of that woman right there like that, I'd be staying in that youth center, like in my office somewhere, hiding. And be like, make me a big office. Because I cannot go home and listen to that. Ugh. There's something about women like... By the way, there's like this... There's like... when it comes to women... And they have that Jezebel spirit like that, and they're like that. Like, there's no, like, we don't get along. When women are like that, I always have, like, there's this, like, God raised me up to, like, really go spiritually to be at odds with that Jezebel spirit. That, and that's what gets me a lot of people mad at me. I'll be honest with you. It gets a lot of people mad at me. But just so you know, that's the spirit. Because T.D. Jakes, he's an effeminate dude. They made Tyler Perry effeminate when he got on there and made his fortune by dressing up like a woman. The Antichrist, that Baphomet spirit, that Antichrist spirit. That's what that is. Same thing. Right? You know what? When it comes to giving, I'll be honest with you. What I say to our people, I don't say much to them. There's an offering box over there. I don't mention it every service at all. I never mention that there's an offering box over there because we don't have a lot of visitors here. We just don't. We don't typically get a lot of visitors. But I don't. There's an offering box over there. People throw things in it. I mentioned to you online because you're not members of our church that if you want to give to our ministry, you can. But you know what? I mean, I never want to come across as giving you a guilt trip or anything like that because God always takes care of me. He always does. And by the way, people are faithful to give in this church. They always have been by God's grace. And also people online have been faithful. So I don't play emotional, like, heartstring games with people like these charismatics do. I don't do that. Why? Because I don't work for you. I work for God. Amen. That's the difference. Remember how bad Carlos Santana was? Remember how bad he was? He kept a yellow legal pad handy to record music when it came to him, just like a fax machine. Santana believes his music is channeled through a guardian angel. Remember that? Metatron? Who has a female twin named Sandalian. He says Metatron is the architect of the electron and the angel inside the womb of every woman. He makes the fingerprints. Remember how weird he was when we talked about that? See, this is the spirit these people have. And that's why I'm saying, whether you call it shamanism, whether you call it voodoo spirit, or whether you call it the Antichrist spirit, which the Bible calls it, right? It's all the same. Right? What business do God's people have anything to do with any of those people? That's who those people are. That's who they serve. Ozzy Osbourne said, I really wish I knew why I've done some of the things I've done over the years. I don't know if I'm a medium or for some outside source. Whatever it is, frankly, I hope it's not what I think it is. Satan. Whatever their religion is, when it's not the religion of Christ, when it's not true religion that's undefiled, right? When it's not, then it's Antichrist. That's who they serve. That's who they follow. You know, these men, what they followed, right? Was the spirit of Antichrist. That's what they're filled with. I mean, look at their themes of their music. Take Eminem, for instance. You look at his music. You look at the themes to his music. You look what he stands for. You look for what he sings about. Death, murder, mutilation, fornication. Right? All those things. That's who they stand. That's who their inspiration is. That's what they stand for. Look at what they're singing and what they're talking about. Right? Their comedy, their acts. It's all Antichrist. That's who they are. It's the evil spirit. Just like this man in Acts 19:16, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. It's that Antichrist spirit. The Bible warns us of that. It says, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. It's not just one. It's rock music stars, it's rappers, it's Hollywood actors, and then it's the charismatic movement in the churches. Right? That's who it is. They serve another Jesus, another gospel. And these rock musicians and these people, they're possessed. See, the Bible tells us, people ask sometimes, well, how do you know if they're possessed or not? This is where you and I used to be in this world. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's those that have been saved by the grace of God. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. See, this is that spirit that they have. The Bible talks about it. Let me remind you that Acts 19 what Acts 19 says, right? And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. That rock music. Right? Those Hollywood movies. Burned and thrown away, gotten rid of. Obviously, you can't burn Netflix, but you can shut it off. Right? You can remove it. You can quit it. Amen. You can repent of it. This is what people did. Now, I'm talking to save people now. If you're lost, you need Jesus Christ to save your soul. You have no power over sin at all. You'll succumb to it, give in to it, and be overcome by it. But if you're born again by the Spirit of God, if you've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've repented and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, then God's given you power over that. You may be afflicted by that in your mind, and different things may happen like that, but it won't control you. You won't give yourself over to it. Right? Save people, repent. They get right with God, and they, you know what? They grow in the grace. If you haven't watched Hollywood Satanic Roots, watch it. It'll teach you what you need to know. If you haven't looked at any of my other sermons on rock music, go listen to those sermons on rock music that I did. Well, here's one. The musical suicide, the wrong music can kill you, right? Go there and listen to those sermons that I extensively cover rock music, right? I extensively cover it, and I don't know if I have a playlist on that, but if you type in rock music, if you go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, you'll find it there, or you look up Satanic Roots of Rock Music on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. If you go there, you can learn of that, teach you everything you know, and then you get rid of that music. You drop it off your playlist on Amazon or whatever music, Spotify or whatever music you're doing, and you get rid of it all, and you repent of it, and you get right with God, and you burn it like those men did, or you, however you have to get rid of it, you get rid of it, right? By the power of God. Those men, when they saw the truth in Acts chapter 19, what'd they do? They followed the truth. You better do the same thing, right? These people were in the occult. These people, after they were saved, they didn't even realize what was going on. Until they saw it and then was like, man, I got to repent of this. Can't do that anymore. Same thing for God's people. If God's convicted your heart of that today, you need to get rid of some things. You need to move on from it. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to burn it and quit it and be done with it. Amen. All right. Well, anyway, God bless you all. You pray for us. Pray for our ministry. Lord willing, I'll be back on Friday with another broadcast. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet, but we'll figure that out when we get to that point. But you pray for us. The Lord would bless and guide us. Pray for the work that we're doing out at our house to get the studio ready out at my building out there that we're putting together, which will take months to do, but we're working on it. We're in the beginning stages of it. So pray for us. That the Lord would bless that and that we would get that finished on time, whatever time that is. It's God's time. So pray for us, number one, for that. Number two, if you'd like to give to our ministry, you can. You could send something to 1030 Highway 3 South, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. Or you can send us PayPal, salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. You can text me at both of those, by the way. Or not text me, but email me at both of those if you'd like. Either one of those. Or you can mail us something or whatever you'd like to do. Some people do different types of giving. So some people do Apple Pay, and I've had people do send me Bitcoin through Coinbase. That was interesting. But anyway, it helped pay the bills. Amen. And I appreciate it. So whatever it is, or if it's just to pray for us, please do continue to pray for us continually. We could use your prayers first, above, and beyond anything else. Amen. God will always use somebody to provide money, and we always need people to pray. So we thank God for that. So you keep us in your prayers, if you would, and pray for one another. Anyway, I'm going to head home. God bless you all. Take care and have a good night.